Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, continuing our series of interviews, our last shot for some of these gubernatorial candidates. Of course, two of them are going to be with us on to November. Very happy to welcome in entrepreneur and Republican candidate Rick Snyder of Ann Arbor. Hello, Rick. How are you?
Great. Good to be with you, Jack.
Well, I want to talk about this campaign. It's been kind of crazy. You got your start here for most people with an ad on Super Bowl Sunday, and then it looked as if Pete Hoekstra and Mike Cox had taken a little bit of lead, and now maybe we have seen a 180 on some polls, and the last numbers I showed had you in very good position.
Yeah, actually, it showed us leading the latest poll, and I'm very proud of that fact. It's been great. I started, if you go back before the Super Bowl, I had the margin of error. People used to come up and joke and tell me I could be a negative number. And we've come a long way, and we've got the right message, because it really is about reinventing Michigan and getting some common sense, real-world experience in Lansing as opposed to the career politicians and the broken system we have today. And I'm very proud of the fact that on that polling, we've done it with probably 20 points less name recognition than the other people.
All right, there are very few politicians that I have a higher regard for than former Michigan Governor William Milliken, and former Congressman Joe Schwartz is also has my undying respect for a lot of things. But they both came out and endorsed you. What does that mean?
Well, I'm very proud of that, because in many ways they did a lot of great things. That Governor Milliken, in particular, I was just with him last night campaigning on Front Street in Traverse City. That was a blast. And if you look at it, he created an environment where people work together. And back in those days, we had a real crisis on the environmental front. It was back in the days when they were taking front loaders out on the Lake Michigan shoreline to pick up alewives and dead fish and everything else. And we were able to work together and rally and get our lakes cleaned up and on a very positive basis. And we need to do that today with our economy. We need to create more and better jobs and keep our young people here. So that's the atmosphere I'd like to bring. So I'm honored by their endorsements.
Some people have said that the key to this campaign is finding someone who can create jobs and build consensus. Tell us how you fit both of those descriptions.
Well, I've been the proven job creator. I've been doing that in large companies and small companies. And I've been doing great economic development work. But it's not just about me. It's about building a team of people to succeed. And that also gets to the point of consensus. I've said I wouldn't take a dollar of Packer special interest money because I want to represent all the people of the state of Michigan. And I'm not taking this job to build my resume or to take credit, because I want to go to the legislature and say, you guys have had a difficult time. On an individual basis, you're well-intentioned, good people, but you're in a broken culture. And you've not succeeded over the last few years. And here's a positive path to success. Here's a way to look really good. So go take credit. Go succeed. And by doing that, all Michiganders can win together. That's the kind of approach we need to get to in the state. It's got to happen.
Rick, a lot of people say it's the same old, people talk and make campaign promises, but nothing ever really changes in Lansing. In terms of the impasse that has frustrated so many people and being able to reach across the aisle, why would you be able to get along with Democrats and get some things done where Mike Cox or Pete Hoekstra or Mike Bouchard would not?
Well, I think you described the situation very well, Jack. And that's one of the big reasons I'm running, is because I think it's time with someone that's been on the receiving end showing up in Lansing and bringing some common sense solutions and recognizing we have this broken culture. We have way too much of this win-lose attitude. And the only way you succeed in business is by creating win environments with your customers winning, your shareholders, your employees, all the constituents. And I'm going to bring that attitude to Lansing to say, this isn't about just me. This is about we. And it's not about which party you're in. It's about Michiganders being successful together, and that's my track record. I've done this successfully for years in businesses, in nonprofit groups, in civic groups, and it's time to step it up. And people have been waiting for this, and that's why I've gotten such a great response, because, again, it will be a team effort. It will be really hard work, and the hardest work is not during the campaign. It would actually start in January, because fixing a broken culture is difficult, but it's got to be done, and we'll reinvent the state then.
Rick, some people have said that's all well and good. Business is business. Government is government. And it's very difficult, if not impossible, for someone who has no government experience to navigate the minefield that is Lansing, especially with term limits. And by the time you figure out how to get things done here, you're going to be well into your first term.
Well, I don't agree with that at all. If it was a culture working well, you could say it would be a challenge, but it's a broken culture. And I'm not waiting to arrive in Lansing. I've already started doing things. When we designed this campaign, we consciously did things to create the positive path that I'm talking about now. One of the key things we did was, actually, if you look at our website and materials, we don't talk about political party. I'm a proud Republican, but as a practical matter, why would I go out of my way to pick conflicts and fights over party? I want people to support me because I'm the strongest, best candidate with the best ideas. And that's how you create an environment for success. So a lot of it is doing that, and then this next step is building the right team of people. Again, I think I've got more management experience than any of the other candidates. They may have legislative experience, but I've run large organizations. I know what it takes to build a team of people to do a startup company. And it's building that teamwork and a culture of success that will make a huge difference. Because that's one of the biggest missing elements we've had is we've had no vision, we've had no plan, and we've had no positive culture with great values that we should be living by.
Rick Snyder, our guest, entrepreneur, very successful work with Gateway Computers and other ventures in Ann Arbor. Republican candidate for governor, and according to the latest poll, maybe the front runner in that race tomorrow. Rick, some people have said they know exactly where Mike Cox and Pete Hoekstra and Mike Bouchard stand on social issues. They're not quite as sure with you. Can you crystallize your position on abortion for us and also your view of the Tea Party?
Well, I'm a pro-life, pro-family person, and the Tea Party represents a lot of frustrated people. One of the reasons I'm running, I'm frustrated. We just need to channel all that energy in a positive, constructive way, and I think my campaign's
doing. You think that's being done now?
Well, I think my campaign's doing a great job of that because we get a lot of good Tea Party people coming to our town halls that we've held. Mm-hmm. And I have a good discussion with them. And I'm trying to draw more than the Tea Party people. There's frustration even if you haven't gone to a Tea Party. It's time that people want to step up and make things happen. And when you talk about social issues, my primary focus has to be jobs. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the issue that really matters to the people of the state of Michigan today, is we need more and better jobs. And the next issue after that is the need to keep our young people here. Social issues are important, but in terms of priorities, if you did the top 10 list, you could go down to 7 or 8 at least on jobs, and then our kids would be next in line after that. So let's put a laser focus on what's most important, and let's bring people together and win together in a positive culture.
Pete Hoekstra has signed on endorsing the Tea Party. Would you do that? And if not, why not? What would separate you from some of those principles?
Well, again, in terms of signing on with different groups, I'm trying to bring people together. That's why I actually said I wouldn't accept any Packers special interest money. I don't do questionnaires. And a lot of this is the best governor for the state of Michigan, in my view, in terms of being most effective, needs to be able to look anyone in the eye and say, I'm a self-made person. I have no baggage. I have no special interest ties. And my only interest is to represent all the people of the state of Michigan. And I'm the only candidate that can say that. And I think that is a big deal.
Rick Snyder, our guest on Ebling and You, and entrepreneur, and has surprised a lot of people and now vaulted to the front of the polls with less than 24 hours to go. Thanks so much, Rick. We appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow.
Well, it's great to be with you, Jack. I'm just going to go do a great rally in Macomb, so I'm excited.
All right. We'll talk to you
Thank
after
you.
The primary.
Yep.
Pete Hoekstra, U.S. Congressman, up next, and we will complete our interviews with the candidates coming up next on Ebling and You.